The EntertainmentNerds.com podcast, and our community is Entertainment Nerds, managers, employees, affiliates, team, and you know, Beagle Dunsu. Hello, and welcome to the EntertainmentNerds.com podcast. It is Friday. It is March 27th, 2009, and you are here in this post-Clone Wars Season 1, post-Battlestar Galactica world, which is very depressing and sad, and we're all going to kill ourselves. No, we're not going to do that, but we are going to listen to the podcast, I assume, because you're here and you're probably interested in that. We got the usual round of toy news, game news, some exciting surprises from the Game Developers Conference, and more! So, listen in and all that. Movie news! This week at the movies, or rather, last week at the movies, Knowing was number one with $24.6 million, I Love You Man number two, 17.8, Duplicity number three, 14 million, Race to Witch Mountain, 12.8 million, and Watchmen with $6.8 million was number five. New this week at the box office, Monsters vs. Aliens, The Haunting in Connecticut, 12 rounds, Goodbye Solo, and Spinning into Butter, which I assume was not a typo. TV, IT Crowd Season 2, coming to the USA on DVD this summer. Season 1 is coming next week, and I don't think there was any other TV excitement I wanted to talk about, so that will be that. Okay, toy news, G.I. Joe, the G.I. Joe movie, Rise of Cobra, Cobra Commander figure was revealed, and it kind of sucks. At least I don't like the design. Maybe you will, but I'm an old fart, and that is how I feel of such things. Check your favorite G.I. Joe sites, like histank.com, to see it. Lost in Space, a tin Lost in Space lunchbox replica is coming. Rejoice, fans of Dr. Smith. It's from Tin 10 Collectibles. It's TIN10 Collectibles. They're also doing something for Land of the Giants. Rock and roll statues are coming from Knucklebones, Elvis in the Army, and Ozzy Osbourne, Diary of a Madman. New York Toy Fair, the Ozzy Osbourne, Diary of a Madman illustration was probably the most striking thing I saw at the show because the expression on his face is amazing. It is really cool. If you are or know an Ozzy fan, I recommend you check it out. You can find it by searching Google, or you can go to Entertainment Earth and search on Ozzy, and I'm sure you'll see it in the first or second thing on the page. It's pretty cool. Star Trek. Diamond Select Toys is doing a couple of new collectible Enterprise models. One of the HD Remake Enterprise, and the other one of the ISS Mirror Mirror Enterprise. They're about $38 each, and they'll be coming this summer. Horror fans. Mezco Toys, yes with a Z, will be doing sets of 3¾-inch and Galactic Hero-style action figures under their Cinema of Fear branding. We may have talked about these on our Toy Fair shows. Each set has Leatherface, Jason, and Freddy. They are pretty great. They look just like Galactic Heroes for the Galactic Hero ones. The 3¾-inch ones are also very nice. You really can't go wrong with these. Land of the Lost. Funko is doing Funko Force figure/bobbleheads. They have big feet, no base, and articulated arms. And that's my phone, so hold on just a second. Okay, I'm back. Someone has a dentist appointment, and I have to let them know about that. So, yeah. Sleestak, Chaka, Land of the Lost, Funko Force, Articulated Arms, Bobbleheads, Big Feet. That's the Land of the Lost stuff for today. They're classic style, not movie style. So there's no Will Ferrell yet or anything. Star Wars, they're doing Funko Force figures for that as well. Yoda, Stormtrooper, Darth Vader, Chewbacca, and Boba Fett. General Giant also announced and revealed their Snowtrooper bust from The Empire Strikes Back. It is fantastic. You probably want one. Little Big Planet figures are coming. Wave 1 of the figures is coming from Mezco. We saw them at Toy Fair. They were pretty great. They have outfits based on the game. And yes, there is a generic Sackboy. And yes, that is his actual name. And no, it's not what you think it is. Or maybe it is. I don't know. Transformers. Flak was revealed. Botcon.com has released pictures of the fourth of its five exclusive figures in its box set. And it's a remake of Cybertron Defense Scattershot. It looks pretty great. It has a new head. Great gray urban camo. If you like Transformers, check it out. BotCon's going to be in Pasadena. They are not paid sponsors, but we have friends who work on the show, so we're giving them a nice shout-out. New at Entertainment Earth! It's the last week for free shipping. It ends March 31st. We have exciting items to use with the free shipping. You can get a $43 Gentle Giant Luke Skywalker maquette. You can get a $17 Ghostbusters Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man Head Knocker. You can even get Matt Tracker from G.I. Joe / Mask for $6.99. If you order $99 worth of any of our 3,000 in-stock items, including individual Transformers that were formerly Walmart exclusives, some Transformers animated toys, but specifically Big Daddy from Walmart, you can use this great offer. You can also pre-order our new exciting DeLorean. You can't get free shipping, but you can pre-order it, and you should. I'm just saying. So don't forget to check out Entertainment Earth for free shipping. Lots of new additions, great Transformers. If you missed out, some Robot Heroes, could be the great time to get them. And thanks for supporting Entertainment Earth. We appreciate your business. All right, video game news. What do we got? Let's see. First of all, Square Enix and Eidos are merging. I believe Square Enix is buying Eidos, so the House of Tomb Raider will now be owned by the House of Final Fantasy / Dragon Warrior. Quest, what have you, whatever. I'm old. What else we got? And the NES classic Mega Man 2 has been ported to the iPhone. I hear it's not very good, and it's $5. The PlayStation 3 title Nobi Nobi Boy is also coming to the iPhone. Wii fans, this week you can download Daytona Twin B and Bomberman 94 from a TurboGrafx-16. On WiiWare, you can get Pop 'em, Drop 'em, same game, puzzle game. There's also a new service called the Wii Virtual Console Arcade, which this week has Gapless, Mappy, Tower of Duraga, and Star Force. Space Harrier is coming shortly. No word of Nintendo's own arcade ports, like Punch-Out or the one and true Donkey Kong, are on the way yet. Now, also for the Wii, Square Enix confirmed Final Fantasies 1 and 4 are coming to the U.S. Virtual Console. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles My Life as a Dark Lord is coming to WiiWare. And Final Fantasy IV The After Years, a sequel to the Super Nintendo Final Fantasy IV/2, but in 16-bit style, is coming for WiiWare in the U.S. sometimes this year. I can't wait, because I'm an old fart. Again, I love that stuff. Xbox 360 fans, this week you can download Uno Rush. There's also a game on the community that's making news called Break One Out. It's a breakout clone from the Microsoft Community Games division for 200 Microsoft points, which is about, what, 250? It's under $3. And you can see what appears to be the developer's girlfriend, kinda naked but censored as you play the game. In the immortal words of the great Emperor Cusco, I'm sure she's got a great personality. I'm sorry, that was mean, but everybody else was making those jokes, so, you know, I feel obligated. On the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 front, a new piece of hardware is coming called the GameTrack Freedom Motion Controller, which will either excite you or tick you off. It ticks me off. Basically, it's the Wii controller for Xbox and PS3, and it's actually coming. There's a game in development for it called Squeeball. So let's ignore that and move on to happier PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 news. King of Fighters 12 is coming, and it's coming on July 7th. It's a real video game for real people. But the masses like fighting games still, right? There's still a few of us out there. Hello? Hello? Anyway, Nintendo DS fans, Zelda Spirit Tracks is coming on the DS. It has Link and Trains. It may be an on-the-rails shooter. It might not. I don't know. But it's coming. And with that, that is the news. I have been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow us on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Just search for Entertainment Earth on MySpace. Search for Entertainment Earth on Facebook. Be one of our fans. On Twitter, follow me at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H. And that is fantastic and good and all that. I tell you about things that I'm doing around the office and let you know when the podcasts are up. And point out new stuff on the site that I think you might find interesting. If you don't, let me know and I'll stop posting that kind of stuff. I'm basically trying to entertain, so whatever you like. Our toy of the week this week is the Diamond Select Quarter Scale Darth Maul figure. That's on the next episode, so check that out. I might do a Game of the Week podcast if any of you guys care. Just talk about new and old video games, because we have two little short shows a week. I could probably make it 3 to 5 if you guys want. I'd love to know. Email me, adam@16bit.com, adam@16bit.com. And, that's pretty much everything. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Sorry there's no good science fiction on during the weekend, but, we've made it through tough times before, and we will get through this again. Until V comes on, then we'll be glad that science fiction wasn't on the air for a while. So good day. Okay, he's still there, because I've been reading the Aliens vs. Predator Omnibus from Dark Horse Comics, which is something I never thought I'd read. But I am reading it. It's pretty great. It's, I guess, the first Alien vs. Predator comic book is from 1989 or so, which I wouldn't have guessed, and it's pretty good. It has to do with, there's this alien colony, well, not really alien colony, it's a human colony, and they're farming and stuff, and there's all kinds of corporation nonsense. Aliens get loose, predators show up, bunch of people die, lots of fighting, lots of explosions. It's pretty great, and I like the old-timey artwork in it, too. I'm going through the book, there's like at least three or four different mini-series collected, some single issues and some other stuff. It's very entertaining. I never would have guessed. Now, I can see why people are so excited for the movie, other than the fact that it would just be kind of cool to see these monsters duking it out. And a lot of the ideas from the comics were adapted into the movies, but I think they were arguably a little bit more interesting in the comics, because some of the concepts didn't stick around as long, and some of them were even more ridiculous. So, and there were no pyramids either, at least not yet, from what I've seen. So I like that a lot. If you can see it, if you can buy it, if you can get it from the library, if you can borrow a friend's copy in the bathroom, whatever you have to do, it's worth seeing, I think. And then again, maybe you've seen it 20 years ago and you're like, what took you so long? Why do you talk like that? And, you know, don't blame me. I watch a lot of stuff. I have to get these things eventually, don't I? Jeez, people are really jumping down my throat today. Anyway, that's pretty much everything. So see you guys next week.